This week's election underscored some weaknesses for Ohio Democrats. The party's candidates lost all of the statewide executive offices and lost ground in the state House and Senate. This has left many wondering where Democrats go from here. When you look at the vote totals in Northeast Ohio in 2010, you'll see the Mahoning Valley area was a solid Democratic area. But looking at the outcome in this election, it's clear Democrats have lost ground there. And to Greg Graziosi, a reporter with the Youngstown Vindicator, the numbers were not shocking.
We weren't totally surprised to see that.
Many voters and pundits said this election was a referendum on President Trump. And while his tough tone and unusual candor might turn off some Democratic voters, Graziosi says you have to remember that's not the case so much in the Mahoning Valley.
A lot of those blue Democrats are people that voted for, you know, Jim Trafficking, who was here, who, you know, I don't know if you remember Jim Trafficking, but, you know, that guy was just as blustery as Trump ever. So they respond well to that populist base.
David Skolnick has been the Vindy politics writer for years. He says it's important to remember that not only has Youngstown itself become less Democratic in recent years, but the counties around it have changed, too.
I mean, if you take a look at the overall picture of the Mahoning Valley, Columbiana County has gone from a purple county to an extremely red county.
Most of the people in my neck of the woods feel that they didn't leave the Democratic Party, that the Democratic Party left them.
That's David Beatrice, the chairman of the Mahoning County Democratic Party. He says Republicans and President Trump have tapped into issues people in his area and other parts of Ohio care about: jobs, economy, fair trade.
I hate to say this, I'm sick of him winning. You know, Ohio, I think, has become permanently red. I mean, I think you could just, Ohio is no longer a purple state. I mean, if you look at the last, 32 years, we've only had the state government 4 years. What's that tell you about our state? It's red.
So what does Beatrice think the party can do to draw these voters back into its fold?
Well, that's the you know, $64,000 question. We may have permanently lost them. In other words, they don't believe the Democrats have their back anymore.
Ohio Democratic Party Chairman David Pepper isn't buying into that explanation. He says there are several things at play here. One, he says, is gerrymandering. That might have an impact on candidates for legislative seats, but that's not a factor for statewide candidates. Pepper says it also wasn't a matter of the party not having a robust get-out-the-vote effort.
They hit the numbers. Rich Cordray hit the number over 2 million. No candidate has ever run for governor of Ohio as a Democrat and got 2 million and not been governor.
Pepper says the rest of the statewide candidates also hit the numbers they would need to win in a normal election. But he says this election was different.
It's clear that Trump plays a uniquely effective role in Ohio.
But Pepper explains there are some reasons for Democrats to be happy. He notes, unlike other states where Democratic U.S. senators fell to Republican opponents, Sherrod Brown won re-election. And he adds the party had some victories at the state house and on the local level, not to mention 2 new members on the Ohio Supreme Court, one of them even unseated a sitting justice. Pepper says Democratic leaders are poring over the data from this election and will be talking about what needs to be done to bring Democrats back into the fold in future elections. And he thinks that will happen. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.